A reading from the Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out what he meant. And he leaned back against Jesus' chest and said, "Master, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it out and handed it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him, and Jesus said to him, "What you're going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what you need for the feast, or give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. And when he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I come, you cannot come. So now I say to you." And Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" And Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me, though you will follow me later." And Peter said to him, "Master, why can't we follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." And Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. I was riding in the car listening to the radio after the white smoke. Journalist after journalist poured forth all kinds of jargon as to expectations and speculations about the new pontiff soon to come on the balcony. We like to feel we have the inside track, don't we? Just like them. One can wonder what the Curia thinks of the simplicity of Pope Francis, and the speculations continue. But that inside track, Peter wants it. Today's gospel begins with Jesus being troubled about his impending betrayal. "Who is it?" Peter asks. Like, what will he do about it? Was it his question of who is it one of self-importance or self-righteousness? We know he certainly didn't deck Judas. I think of the question that Jesus puts forth in the story is the one asked of us today. For the phrasing of John puts us in the story. It's more than about us than about Judas. For as the disciples here, they are certainly called to self-examination. I say, one of you will betray me. One of you, me? Him? Who? What have I done? And yet if we know the whole story, we know that most of the disciples and apostles ran away. A kind of betrayal. Are we immune? As we listen to Pope Francis call us to remember the poor and the gospel, maybe it's time to look at how we have run away and betrayed what we believe after eating the morsel and the fellowship with the people at the table of the Eucharist. But we must always remember that after the resurrection, Jesus' first words to his disciples were not a rebuke, but compassion and shalom. Let us take time today to think of one small way we can set our relationship right to the gospel and to the poor. And let us do something about it, that the light of Christ might shine forth in our lives.